And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, already cracking up here with these two. We have Ollie from BD Outdoors and Local Knowledge, and Yosef the Realtor. Yosef the Realtor, excuse me.
There you go.
Yeah, there we got it. Hey, we're going to be talking some great fishing here and some great stuff here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a fun show. Lots to talk about.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. Good morning, Brothers Husseini.
Morning.
Good morning, boys. Yeah.
So first thing I want to talk about is that how did you guys, I know you're Yosef and Ollie, of course, you're fishermen. And how did you guys get into fishing? I mean, as brothers growing up, was this kind of something that you just grew up with, or did Ollie started or Yosef started it? What happened?
We've basically been fishing since we could walk.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Dad was a fisherman?
Yeah, we've got, no, it wasn't our dad. We've got Afghan last names, but the other half of our family is Irish.
So
our grandpa was in the Navy, our uncle was a Marine, like everybody in our family on that side grew up fishing. And our mom was one of the best fishermen I've ever known.
That's,
I mean,
cool.
No,
she
kidding.
She was a serious trout fisherman. My earliest memories were, I mean, I caught my first fish, I think, at 3. And my mom was there right with me, and, you know, it was a...
No kidding.
That's what we did. I mean, we just trout fished. And then when we got a little older, it was the lakes around here.
Lakes. Yeah. So what's the difference in age between you two?
Almost 4 years.
Okay.
No, yeah. A little over four and a half.
Oh, is that over here?
Yeah.
Yeah. 4.5 years. All right. Who's older?
Ollie.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so it was kind of trout fishing, and then how'd you get into the saltwater thing, you said?
Ollie got me into it when I was right after high school. I think I was 17 or 18.
Yeah.
He took me on my first real trip, a tuna trip. That was back in the El Nino years, the beginning of El Nino.
Yeah, 96 or something.
Yeah, he took me out tuna fishing on a three-quarter day, and I caught my first tuna and won jackpot. It's 42 pounds.
That's a good way to start.
I will never forget that day. We're sitting there at the rail, and he's using my Penn 500 that like my uncle got me when I was like 12 years old. And I look over, he's like, I think I got a bite. And I see his thumb, and I'm not exaggerating. There's smoke belting off of his thumb.
Something's happening.
Yeah. Threw it in gear, and friggin' he got, it was a, I mean, that just, I'd never seen a fish that big at that point.
Yeah, think about that. I mean, a 40-pounder, that is real deal. That's cool.
That was mid-90s?
That was like 95 or 96.
I think
was that
96
before BD Outdoors? Or
no, yeah, BD came around in 2003. See, I never saltwater fished at all until, well, a couple times in high school, like 15 or 16 years old, a buddy's dad dropped us off in the bait dock. Uh-huh. Remember when you used to be able to dump kids on the bait dock and you just fish out there all day?
Can't go anywhere.
Like. Yeah, the bait guys would give you bait. I mean, it was like, it was a different time.
I used to do that.
Yeah, totally. And I caught my first bonita, and I was just like, I'm never fishing trout again.
Don't be bagging on trout. Trout's fishing
is
fun.
We still love it. We go camping every year, and Yosef's got a son now who's 5 years old, and he's like the best thing ever. That's so. Cool. We take him trout fishing up at Green Valley or Mammoth or wherever we're hanging out.
Yeah,
and
he's
a tough little guy. He'll go fishing with us offshore. He'll
fishing,
rock fishing with us. I think the first time we took him, he was three.
Wow.
Caught his first tuna at three. He was on his
3 years old, he caught his first tuna.
That's so
first
rad. Three tuna.
Wow.
That's cool.
And then he was on his first fishing show at four.
Wow.
And then we took him rock fishing last weekend, and we're so proud of him. That kid puked and rallied like a pro.
That's cool.
Cool.
He was Let me get this out of the way real fast.
He was like a five-year-old, like that Exorcist deal. You know, it was like a fire hose coming out of that poor kid. Like, Dad, I don't feel so... Oh, it was bad.
That was an episode on Local Knowledge, right?
Yeah, he was on there.
I remember that.
He was on there, and then we got, like I said, last weekend, he got to catch a bunch of rockfish.
That's cool.
And he's just awesome. It's like learning it all over again.
And then that's all he wants to eat for the next week, too.
Anything,
the fish he caught?
Oh. Yeah, I take him hunting as well. Anything we shoot, anything we catch.
Wow.
That's so rad.
Until it's gone.
Chip off the old block.
I guess.
Yeah. Big time, man.
This kid won't let you. We took him calico fishing. He's catching like 3 to 6 pound calico. Calicos. His fat. He's like, can we keep him? He's like almost crying because we're letting the calicos go. He just wants to eat them later.
That's so cool. That is so awesome.
That's a lot of fun.
Well, you're raising him right. Now lobster. You're going to take him lobster fishing?
Oh, yeah. He's been going lobster fishing since he was two. He used to He used to ride in the flybridge of my Livesay diesel that I had, and he loved it. He'd sit up there with me. I'd drive, and then my buddy'd be pulling the hoops, and we'd show him every bug, and he'd check them out and help measure them. So.
That's awesome.
So you'll be out there opening night?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll be out there with the combat gear on.
Yeah, now everybody behave yourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you know how it works. Yeah. You set up, some guy comes right in on you and drops right next to you.
So yeah, that's...
Normal deal with opening day.
Yeah, that's not right. Yeah.
I don't have the patience. Yeah.
It tests mine, for sure.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm still undecided at this point. But anyway, so how did you get in the real estate game, Yosef?
About a little over 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I was in a car accident, and I had owned a promotional marketing company where we did silk screening and embroidery and art, and I couldn't run it anymore. I couldn't lift boxes. My back was broken, and they didn't know it for about 9 or 10 months, so I just went downhill to almost a point to where I couldn't walk. During that time, I put my company up for sale, and the second guy I called bought it.
Wow.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so Custom Logo took over my company, and I went on my way, got my back surgery, and the year after I had to have a second one.
Ooh.
And then I was on it, just hit the ground running. And
so that one worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm
That's
a lot
great.
Better now, and back to fishing, back to doing all the stuff I love.
That's good.
Yeah.
So and that kind of kicked you off into your real estate career. Was just
yeah, that's
that.
Exactly. Yeah. And
what good timing for you.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well, you know, beginning of a crazy market that we've never seen before.
Yeah. So what is going on? I mean, what I mean is, can people buy houses right now, or are they just so crazy ridiculous?
You know, the past couple weeks, it's really taken a turn and leveling off. Instead of getting 30 offers, we're getting 3 or 4 on most places.
Back to some reality.
Yeah. I have buyers that have been waiting 2 years and 3 years, some of them, to find the perfect home. And the past, you know, 3 weeks, I've gotten 3 of those in escrow.
So, wow. No kidding. That's
good
cool.
for you.
Yeah, some real hard dog fights, but it's doable now, you know.
So I know a guy that has bought houses with you, is sitting right next to you.
Yeah.
What's it like? Why? I mean, I know, first of all, why you're using your brother, but what does he do that other realtors don't?
Doesn't charge me.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Sign me up for that deal.
What?
Yeah. No. I mean, of course, I'm going to use my brother, but I'm super proud of him. He's gotten into that business, really immersed himself, and he's killing it. And, like, it's just one of those businesses where it's not really hard to separate the wheat from the chaff. You know, there's a lot of, like, soccer moms that get into real estate when real estate blows up.
I mean, every other person has a real estate license.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
You know,
like it,
but he's in it to win it. I mean, it's a career thing for him. And so far, you know, we put a house in escrow last week, and we're waiting through all of that stuff. I mean, just getting an offer accepted. We went right to the finish line about a year ago and had a really bad deal from was not our fault, let's just put it that way, some of the agent issues, and we were kind of heartbroken, and we've been looking, I think, 2.5 years now, finally found the place out where we want to live. We like that Blossom Valley area out there. You know, Ricky and I were talking about it. He's an East County guy, super quiet, super private, all that kind of stuff, and, like, 3 acres to park all my crap on. That's the big win.
Boats, trailers,
dude,
everything.
I don't know how many friends I'm going to have that want to leave a trailer at my house after that.
Yeah, you count on one more.
Yeah, exactly.
So having the right realtor makes a difference, especially in today's market, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
I mean, because there's, like you say, multiple offers. It's the guy that gets it in there that gets the job done, right?
That's one thing I've been blessed with. I am just upfront and honest with every other agent I talk to, and it, you know, works for me.
Yeah.
The agents know that I'm in it and that my clients are in it, and I try to do everything up front, try to do everything right, and lots of times it'll get offers accepted where other ones won't.
You make sure that your clients are qualified, pre-qualified, doing the proper thing, everything before the thing, so when the deal goes together, it's like, it's a done deal.
I make it easy for the other agent, and that's
gotta
what
be everything.
Yeah, definitely. If you make it easy for the other agent, you communicate. It just separates you from the pack.
And you specialize in fishing guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? Not just your brother, but other. You've worked with a lot of people. Let's talk hookup listeners and other people that are fishing people.
Definitely. I just closed one for a Let's Talk Hookup listener a week and a half ago.
Cool.
And I would say at least 50% of my clients are either from the fishing industry or sportsmen that I hunt with or I know from hunting as well.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
so
great. Awesome.
I love it. It's working with, you know, people I like, people that speak the same language as me, and we all get along really well, you know, and they know I'm out for their best interest.
Yeah, for sure. Well, before we move on, we should mention that if you've been trying to get through on the phones today, we have a little technical issue, so we have a different number for you to call today, Ricky.
Yeah, no, so, you know, our normal number, we'll roll back again soon, but for now, same area code, 213-528-8070. So again, it's 213-528-8070. It's just a temporary line, but if you want to get through today, you got a question of Yosef, you got a question of Ali, you want to get through, get in on the funnel, Let's Talk Hookup, 213-528-8070. The text line will still say the same if you want to text the show through
the
Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yep.
That'll totally be the same.
Yeah, for sure. So just text the show right on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and might as well mention the prize.
Yeah,
too,
we got a great show today. Yeah, it's obviously tons of great info with, you know, both Yosef and Ali here. I mean, so much to cover too with those guys with their, you know, just their backgrounds of everything, efficient local, efficient long range, destination. Going to be a really fun show and giving away such a killer prize. We obviously talk about it every week on Let's Talk Hookup, and a very good chance to talk to Ali here in the studio. But somebody is going to get a 1 year membership to fishdope.com for the full year. You're going to get in on it. And the one thing we always try to drive home is Fishdope is so much more than just fishing report, go here on these GPS numbers. Sure, that's a huge part of it, and that's probably the part that gets utilized the most, but that source is so much more than a, hey, this guy caught 3 fish on this spot yesterday.
Yeah, I think, you know, the thing that really gets overlooked, and I feel like we talk about this every time we sit down, is the maps, right? Those
totally.
SST maps, we've got a full-time in-house PhD marine biologist who anybody can get the data and make a map. It's knowing how to adjust the colors of the map, the edges, and all the tweaking that goes into it, and having a fisherman do it, there's no replacement for that.
So this, how does Ali, when he's going fishing, use the maps at fishdope.com?
So I take, just like what Ricky said, I mean, and I know he's doing the same thing, you can watch the fish march, especially early in the season, right? Mm-hmm. They march right up the line from Ensenada or wherever we start fishing them at, calling it, and you'll see.
That's the little icons.
Put the little icons on that, yeah, you see, yeah. And wow, they happen to be on a temperature break or on a color break, you know, and marching right up the line, and you can just predict where they're going to be the next day. Start above them, work down, or if they're pushing west, you know, you can see them march west for a few days. Follow them and find that good water. And a lot of times for me, like when I'm going big tuna fishing, I kind of know where they're going to be. And, Rick knows where they're going to be. We're all talking and sharing info. But then sometimes they go away. And then that's the next thing,
totally.
The next piece is like, okay, let's look at the water.
Where'd they go?
Figure out, yeah, there's fish missing. You know, that's what we say all the time. Like one day you'll see mega, mega, mega tonnage. And then you go out the next day and you can't find anything. And you're like, they moved. And they're going to move to an edge for sure, because usually when we're fishing them, they're on structure, whether that be around San Clemente or out right now at the Tanner Bank. You know, but once they move out into open water, that's where those maps are game changers.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the big advantage that you get at fishdope.com, is you look at those icons and you can, like you say, you don't have to be an expert at reading the chart.
That's it.
Manage the expert. You pay the expert.
Correct. I mean, we're trying to make it as easy as possible,
yeah.
And the one thing that we ask everybody to understand, which we hear this, a few times a year, is like, oh, I went to where you had them on the map and they weren't there. It's like,
they have tails, right?
They tend to move a lot.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's weird.
Know?
Yeah, no way.
It's one of the most frustrating things. Like, a guy will be like, oh, I went to the 302, trolled there, trolled to the 425, trolled to the 371. I didn't catch anything. I'm like, yeah, well, the fish are at the 43. You know, it's like, guys get so locked into, my uncle catches tuna on the 302 every year in July. I'm going to go fish the 302.
Right.
I mean, man, step your game up a little bit.
Yeah.
Figure out why they're at and where they're at, and pay a little bit of attention. Fishdope helps you do that.
Yeah.
And obviously the goal was always save you time and save you fuel.
And it's also all the little things, too, like whatever that might be, the info on bait or where there's bait that's been at, or where, hey, it's mackerel and guys are catching mackerel off the Crystal Pier, or there's a political thing happening and this is what's going on. There's like
island closures.
Yes,
exactly. Keep everybody dialed in.
It's so much more than just the fisher on the 302. It's such a good – it's a service that, like, why – I mean, and the other thing is, why would you not check it? I mean, even the most – Ali's got, a network of buds that's a mile long, but why would you not utilize every information source when you're getting ready to go?
Yeah, like this morning I was looking at it. I mean, fishing has been spotty, up one day. But yesterday it looked like that stuff down – below there, 371, 425, 390, bit pretty well yesterday.
Yeah,
so there was better weather, and the guys got on it a little bit. But the day before, not so much.
Yeah.
So
weirdest,
it's an everyday.
Weirdest September I can ever remember.
Totally.
I mean, I can't remember a September, I don't even think in like 2011, 2012, when we had that cold water stuff, where I couldn't go out and realistically hope to catch a tuna.
I mean,
one day I might get five or six, and the next day I might get none.
Yeah.
It's just...
Don't tell me about it.
Some of the best big fish fishing we've ever seen, ever.
Ever.
I mean, ever.
In the world.
And then there's days right now on the Tanner when it's some of the best tuna fishing, period, for all the good school-size fishing in the shallows and live bait, and then big ones in the afternoon, and then nighttime jig fishing. And then the same time... close to home, there's a void of it in what would be the best month of the year. And then the next day, like the San Diego yesterday had a great day local yellowfin fishing,
right,
where the day before there was next to none. And then tomorrow they'll have a kelp that's loaded with Dorado, and then swing and mitt. It's just been a very
spotty.
It's just different. It's been a...
Sean from Fisherman's Processing said that they have so much tuna, and it's all the process, three San Diego processors, that you have to have a reservation.
Yeah.
And they can't even take your reservation
across the board
because there's so much fish to cut.
Crazy.
Right now.
You just have to go 100 miles to get it, and that goes back to those ocean currents. Our water inside here early in the season was so unbelievably nice. Dude, I caught bluefin on my way home from cod fishing 4 miles outside of Mission Bay.
You were there? Yeah, you were there. Yes, up right?
It's a picture.
4 miles.
It was ridiculous. Picture of the year, dude. I got a box that's stuffed with orange. And you know how big my fish box is? You can put, like, bodies in it. to the lid with 260 and 80 pound tuna on top.
On top of that.
That's so cool.
Where does that, dude, we were fishing cod and the guys were like, look, there's a foamer. I'm like, oh, it's dolphin, but let's go check it out.
Yeah.
And roll out there and it was dolphin, and then 100 pounders started coming out.
Coming out of the water.
We pulled the hook on probably six.
Oh, really?
Fishing small mega baits. Yeah.
Wow.
And we were cod fishing.
It's and when was this?
That was July or August, I think.
About a month ago.
We had some friends in from South Dakota that we hunt with, and they go fishing with us a couple times a year, and it was like, it was so surreal. It's like catching wahoo at the rock pile, you know, 6 years ago. Like,
so fun.
So much fun. This year's just been crazy, but gosh, give us a break on some of this local stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, it's not over yet.
It's not.
Water conditions are still good, and there's still potential now.
Well, and let me say this, too. The long-range guys are kicking the daylights out of our yellowfin, you know, the stuff that we like to do. 15 to 40 pound yellowfins, and they're like outside from San Martin to San Quintin, like really, really, really good fishing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, because this yellowfin that we had, you know, a week ago, it was here and then just marched away super fast. And, you know, if that fish that they're fishing down there does the same thing, it's in our backyard tomorrow, you know, one of those kind of things. But they are kicking the daylights out of them.
Yeah. I saw Sean's wife, Kristen, from Fisherman's Processing, going over. I said, what are you doing here this early? And she said, I'm going to take pictures of the Royal Star. The Royal Star just came back from an epic trip to Guadalupe. And then on the way to Ensenada to check out, caught a bunch of offshore fish there. So, I mean, they had an amazing trip. So
there's
that shows you
there's
stuff to come.
There is, and we've seen flashes of it. Hopefully that stuff keeps pushing up. Our water's getting better and better closer in, too. So hopefully we get a late shot of that stuff. I mean, it's not – we've had years where we caught, you know, yellowfin at Thanksgiving.
Sure.
So
it's
far from over, but let's get some of that local stuff going.
Well, I want to remind you, if you want to talk to Yosef or Ali, just today, this number here, 213-528-8070. 213-528-8070. We have some technical issues with our regular numbers, but that's the number for you to call, 213-528-8070. 8070 is the number.
You got it. And again, we're giving away that killerfishdope.com membership. We're talking all kinds of great fishing with the boys here, and we're taking your texts via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
Baja has long been a favorite of many anglers for its wild feel, beautiful vistas, great people, and fantastic fishing. This is Katie with Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our spacious pongas are all fully equipped with lots of bait capacity along with large fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Or jump in one of our fully equipped Hobie Mirage Outback kayaks. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Enjoy our single room accommodations and spacious compound while our staff processes your catch and keeps you well fed with authentic cuisine and fresh pizzas from the wood-fired pizza oven. Check out our website, CedrosIslandFishingCharters.com, and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island or give me a call, 760-913-9035.
Hey, anglers! AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back. Let's talk hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, new phone line for today, 213-528-8070. Again, 213-528-8070. That's how you call us. Have a shot at talking to the boys. Have a shot at that fishdope.com membership. And text the show option. Still available. Got some great text standing by already this morning. If you want to text the show, that's only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app.
All right. Did you get one?
Yeah, I got a good one. This one for starting us off this morning was from Bill from Holland, Michigan. Two-parter. Question for Ali. What are some of the locations that local knowledge will discover in this upcoming year? And then for Yosef, do you have a way to pre-qualify new buyers for homes before you start looking so we kind of know what we're after?
As far as local knowledge goes this season, honestly, we're just getting into the planning stages, and we always start off with Florida, so that makes it easy. You know, go to Rush's backyard there and catch a few mutton snappers, some groupers, all that good stuff. But on our radar, for sure, we're going to try to get to Panama this year and do some of that popper, stick bait. That's all I want to do. I don't even want to catch a tuna. I just want to throw stick baits at the rocks and catch some cubaras and roosters and that kind of stuff. And then also we're looking at trying to get down to Colombia. So we got a couple of leads down there. Dude, that fishery, I don't know if you guys know about it, but it's like it's giant yellowfin a half mile off the beach.
Oh, saltwater.
Oh, so,
okay.
Yeah, and then
on the Atlantic side or Pacific side?
Pacific side. There's estuary fishing for snook. And all kinds of, like, cool river fishing stuff. And then all the offshore you want, and they got great bottom fishing. It's a little harder to get to and all that, but, I mean, well worth the trip. So we're trying to put that together as well.
I know Cass has done that peacock bass trip to Colombia, and they just said the, you know, being there was such a spectacular place. I didn't even know that a tuna fishery existed out there like that.
Oh, offshore. Their offshore fishery is insane, and it's very close. Like, tons of sailfish, lots of marlin, but they got really good yellowfin, like that fast-moving surface stuff with the dolphin and all that. Chase it and throw poppers into it and probably take a few flying fish down there if we go.
Yeah. If Panama connects right, there is no more exciting tuna fishing than that. You know, those things go so hard that, you know, if you catch it right, that will make just the coolest footage ever. You know, we've done some of those trips with Cast Tours.
Sure.
Where the tuna fishing, it literally can get so good that by however many you pulled on in the daytime, you have to wave the white flag. It's like, okay, that's it. Take me into the beach. Let's go try to catch a rooster or cubera. Like, you cannot pull on another, you know, 60 to 150-pound tuna. Like, that's it. We're done. Let's go do something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it that good. We went one time, and we worked our butts off, and it was difficult. The offshore just wasn't there, but the inshore fishing was pretty solid. I'm dying to see that stuff where they push the bait up against the boat and just going crazy. We don't even get that here. I don't know what it is about Panama that where that bait will push up next to the boat and the fish are exploding. Like,
see guys scooping braillers out of it.
We had a little shot of that on the bluefin earlier this year. They came, they shoved a bait ball up under the side of my boat and were pounding it. But, man, that stuff is exciting. I'm
so cool.
Dying to see that down there.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Yusef?
Yeah, so in response to the question about getting pre-qualified ahead of time, we can get you a link over, no problem. Have you fill out an application with one of our lenders. And we can get you pre-qualified usually within a day.
And interest rates are ridiculous right now. That's the only way to describe them. They're just absolutely
free money.
It's free money.
It's almost
for the
free
most
money.
Part.
Yeah.
And you're odd. I tell people they ask what they should do with all their cash and stuff. I I'd put as little down as you can. Why not use you know, the money that's out there that they're lending at?
Oh yeah, you can make a lot better doing other things, right?
Do other stuff with your money.
Yeah,
you know, make it grow for you. Real estate's always going to grow for you, but if the bank's holding the note, why not let them carry it?
Yeah,
and put as little down as you can, as long as you can afford the payment.
And how does one know that they're qualified to buy a million-dollar property in San Diego,
sure,
right? Yeah. I mean, that's the reality, right?
Well, first, we get you with a loan consultant. They will pull up all your credit. They'll do a little background history on you, and they can give you a pre-approval off of just your credit. Mm-hmm. And then it's conditional until we get all your paperwork in and an underwriter goes through it. But it's a fairly simple deal right now. Everything's automated. You can even get on a lot of the websites and get a pre-approval online as long as you upload all your stuff.
Yeah.
Or a underwritten pre-approval, which means you're, you know, halfway there, basically.
Yeah. Okay. So, and that's an easy process that you basically guide all your customers through.
I guide all my clients. I'm not a lender. I have some great lenders. One of my lenders is a fisherman. A lot of people know him, Ken Bush. With Loan Depot, and
oh yeah, I just did a refi with Loan Depot. They're awesome.
yeah, they do a great job. I've also got some great people over at Point Mortgage. I use both. I refer people out, kind of depending on your demographic. You know, if you're a fisherman, I send you to Ken. If you're not, I'll send you to one of my Point Mortgage reps, and they'll get you taken care of just as well as Ken. Ken kind of speaks the language with fishermen, and people seem to really love that.
Yeah.
You know, in our little community here.
Yeah, for sure. So the process kind of would be you meet your customers. Let's get you pre-qualified before we even go looking, or do we go looking first?
Definitely. I don't like to break anybody's heart, you know, take them out looking at million-dollar houses, and then they can only afford an $800,000 house. So.
Is there still an $800,000 house around?
Oh, there definitely is.
Oh, yeah?
That's like my bread and butter.
Okay.
It's about $700,000 to $1.5 million.
Okay. That's kind of your core zone.
Definitely. Yeah. I got two coming up this next week. Both of them will be at 749. One's in Santee with a pool. One's in Oklahoma with a pool. So, yeah, they're still out there.
They're still there.
Yep.
Okay. So what's going to happen to this market? What's going to happen interest rates are going to go up at some point, right?
They have to.
So is that when the market's going to change, or is it going to keep going in this crazy bounce?
There are so many buyers right now, and the inventory is so low. I don't see it taking any crazy turns. I definitely think we will get back into a normal real estate market instead of this craziness that we have going on right now.
Yeah.
As soon as that interest rate goes up, your pool gets smaller for buyers in the higher ranges,
and it
knocks them down a little bit. And people, like right now, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm waiting until the market turns and it goes down. It's not going to be a huge turn, and you're trading off interest rate
versus the
home pricing. And lots of times you can get a lower payment, even though it's a higher price point. The money's so cheap that you might as well do it now and have a lower payment.
Yes. Well,
and if you own now, like for me, it was sell my house for top dollar, and I'm going to pay top dollar. But it's going to be the last house I buy. So it's like the two are going to kind of move together. There was a period almost 2 years ago where, like, the houses I was looking at had not really gone crazy yet, and my house had. And I was trying to step out of mine, get the most for mine, and get those ones, you know, the more expensive houses. But it right now, it's just everything's at a premium. I think the one that we just put into escrow, how many offers do they have? Six or seven offers? I
mean, something like that. And it was a dogfight, you know, and it'll make you go.
How'd you win the dogfight?
Insane.
Money, Pete.
Money. Yeah, money.
That's how you win the dogfight.
But, Yusuf, you know that's how you know how to play the game.
I definitely do, and I try not to be annoying, but I try to be on top of it with the listing agent so they know that we're going to step up and get this thing done.
Wait a minute. You're Ali's brother. We know how annoying he is, so you must have some of that, right?
I've got a little.
A manageable amount.
Yeah, a manageable amount. It's not as bad as
yeah. Hey, we've got a great text in. Again, text the show at the Let's Talk Hookup app, or give us a call on the special number today. We made a special number just for Ali and Yosef today. 213-528-8070. 213-528-8070 is the number you need to call to get in on the show today. And this is from Esteban in Calexico, listening to us over in Calexico there. And And he's going on a day-and-a-half trip, Ali. He wants to know what to expect on a day-and-a-half trip right now. What do you think?
Man, I think if you're on a day-and-a-half, you're going to end up at the Tanner Bank, like we were talking about. I think there are some boats that are starting to go down the beach a little bit, like Ricky was saying, and look at that
starting
stuff.
Starting to see some stuff.
But I think most of the guys are on that big fish. And it sounds like for those guys, the key has really been that nighttime bite, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the other thing is the morning time is back to old school bluefin fishing. There, you know, the scenario on a typical day and a half trip right now, depending on when you leave, if you're an early departure day and a half, you might get to the fishing area with still some dark left. What you might be, you know, night jigging and flat falling for the few hours of darkness in the morning. Then the boats will usually anchor up in the shallows, and it's been from fair to flat out really good anchor, old school, regular bluefin fishing. Kind of light line, smallest hook that you feel comfortable getting away with, and, you know, just straight fly line fishing from 25 to 80 pound bluefins, and it's pretty darn good fishing in the shallows. And you just have to make that decision. If you fish 25-pound and a number two, you're probably going to get a lot of bites. And when you hook 25-pounders, it's no problem. But then when you hook an 80-pounder, you're going to get smoked. Or you can fish 40-pound and a 1-0, and you're going to get a few less bites. But when you do get the right bite, you get that fish. And neither of those are right or wrong. You just kind of, you know, figure out how you're going to go through there. And then, like we were saying, it kind of early afternoon rolls into kite fishing for big ones, and then into the dark, that's when you're for sure going to have your best shot at catching a, you know, a fish over 150 pounds on a big old night jig or a 300-gram flat fall or something
right.
like that.
I was talking to Ted at Gamakatsu yesterday about that new number two Nautilus circle hook. Mm-hmm. What a great hook.
Yeah.
Man, that thing is... It's a game changer.
That's the stealth hook. For sure.
I mean, you can hook like you want, like collar hook in your bait. So much easier on that hook, and it's strong. It can catch a big fish, and it's really been the game changer when it comes to. So check that out. They will be at Tackle Day, by the way.
Yeah.
And they're going to have some deals too. So so watch for that. Check out that Gamakatsu. Number four, number two, Nautilus circle.
Yeah, that was the real missing thing in the link to finish off those Nautilus hooks. That's my favorite circle hook, but again, just, you know, not having that, you know, or having the option of having that small size. There is no denying how well that thing gets bit. But like I say, you just have to pick and choose your battles when it comes to big ones.
Yeah. Some sad news, which actually happened a week ago, is our friend Dennis Braid passed away after a very, very long illness. I talked to his wife, Teresa, last night, and he passed from cancer. He's had cancer since 2004, and the guy battled it, prostate
cancer.
He battled it since 2004. He was a tough dude. He was an amazing guy and did amazing things in the fishing industry. I mean, you think about Braid Products. My gosh, Braid Products was, they were everywhere. And Dennis was always smiling, going fishing. He fished all over the world, did amazing stuff.
Well, and think about that. Like, he is responsible for changing or adding in the way that we fished big tuna. You know, I mean, for a long period of time, like every big fish, you know, long range trip, there was a dude in a Braid Power Play harness, a Brute Buster. We sold a million Brute Buster harnesses. Like that was the tool that you had to go fish your big one. And
stand up. Yeah.
And you know, he pioneered a lot of that, changed the plates around and things like that. I mean, the guy was. You know, he was a badass, no doubt about it. And no surprise that he battled cancer so, you know, valiantly for so long. The guy was the man.
Tough loss for sure. He knew there's not going to be a service, Teresa told me, because he knew too many people. She just doesn't want to put that many people at risk right now. So she said there's not going to be a service. But she wanted everybody to know that he passed away peacefully at home with Teresa and his dogs by his side.
That's right.
So
awesome.
Condolences, Teresa, and certainly a memory that will not be forgotten, a guy like Dennis Braid, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I just still can picture the guy. He's like a powerhouse guy. I remember how he used to talk about the Brute Buster. He's just a really great guy. Well, hey, phones are packing up again. Special number today, 213-528-8070. We'll go back to the other numbers at some point, but that's just for today, that number, 213-528-8070.
All right, well, let's jump into the phone. Started off with Arnie. He's called us from Vista this morning. What's up, Arnie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
We've lost Arnie.
Yeah, no more Arnie's.
Arnie down.
Why don't we try? Well, while we're getting the phones worked up, let's just grab another text just to be on the safe side, because I thought this was a really good one that Ollie could weigh in on, and it has to do with backpack rigs for the flyer. Can you talk about fishing a flyer with a backpack harness?
Yeah.
How and when would you deploy it? Do you use the same type of leader? Gotta say, I love Bloody Decks and Fish Dope. That's from Scott in El Segundo.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, we do use the backpack quite a bit. There's two ways we fish for bluefin. I know Ricky does the same thing. If they're breezing around, backpack's not an option. When they're breezing, I can see them on the surface. My goal is to just dump a flying fish on the front edge of that school. And
let them swim through it.
You could almost say it's 100%. Yeah, I mean, it's dumb. And that's really the way to target them. But the way I prefer to fish them is when we can get the fish under the boat, and you know, you get that big area spread out fish where you can drift for hopefully hours and hours getting regular bite. That's where the backpack rig really comes into play. We're just taking a piece of pipe insulation, we're trimming it down, you know, black piece, trimming it down so it tapers just like the body of the fish. We're stitching it or zip tying it to the back of the fish, rig the wings out, and then I'm taking some Manel wire, and this was taught to me by a friend. I definitely did not invent it. And I'm using like a 7-0 circle hook right above the nostrils, and I'm wiring that to the head of the fish. And so the other thing, too, is we're using a much lighter leader because that thing's just sitting out there stationary, and they will get a decent look at it. And you'll see them turn off of the bait sometimes and do a deep boil. So we're using like 80 to 130 with that circle hook, and 80 terrifies me. I don't even like to use it on those fish, but if that's what it takes and you're using a good circle hook, you catch them in the corner of the mouth, you're going to be okay more times than not. And
it works.
It does work. And we're using like 15 feet of that. And so when we slide into a stop, it'll take forever to drift away from the bait, and it kind of vortexes next to the boat. When we slide into a stop, I'll have the guys chuck them overboard at 2 or 3 knots, drive away from them for 100 yards, shut the boat down. And we also will put a little balloon on the line as an indicator about 15 feet up the line, just so you can kind
of
visually keep an eye on where your backpack is.
Okay.
And all this is in the water.
All in the water. Yeah, and we call it free fish. I mean, you're sitting
there.
You're sitting there eating a sandwich, drinking a beer, bullshit.
Rod in the rod holder.
Whatever. And you know, all of a sudden you got a cow on the line and the thing's screaming. It's awesome when it works out.
The bonus is exactly because you know, on a small boat like we have, multiple kites and multiple aerial presentations just often don't make sense. It just doesn't happen. There's too much going on. But if you, especially, Ollie described it perfect. If you can be in an area where you have, you know, every 1 to 5 minutes, there's a mark or two or three or a little wolf pack coming under the boat on the meter. Like, that fish is just around you. And if you can just put yet another bait out there, why wouldn't you? And I mean, there are times when whatever, that dumb one makes a mistake on that one. You might be fishing the most perfect bait under the kite or the balloon or whatever, rig perfect. And next thing you know, the bow rod is like, okay, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That guy wanted that one, and you got yet another one out there, and it's cheap and easy, and a couple of zip ties, and you're fishing another bait, which is a big deal.
And is it when it seems like when the weather's up too, it's a little more effective
because
they don't see it as
they
well.
They seem to bite it better in rough weather.
It just looks better on the surface.
Yeah.
It's a little chop and
gives it a little bit of wiggle.
Yeah,
it's similar to that balloon bait. The balloon bait works way better with some wind on it because that thing's getting jerked around, and it's just. You know, my theory on those fish, with any of those flying fish baits, is any predator, our eyes are trained to pick up movement, right? I'm a predator. You're a predator. When I'm deer hunting, I can glass a patch of bush 100 times over, and I don't see a damn thing, and then an ear twitch.
Yeah.
And I can see a deer from a mile away. And it's the same thing with those fish, I believe. A lot of guys will take the flyer, throw it off the kite, and just leave it there off the side of the boat. We never do that. We will walk the bait out with the drag on the kite reel, and then we will walk the bait back. Even
keeping
when we're drifting, keep it moving.
Driven,
it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
All the you'll still get bit if you flop that thing out there, but you'll get bit so much faster
by moving it.
By moving it, yeah. And then the other thing too, when we're talking about that flying fishing, the thing that separates the guys that catch one fish a day from the guys that catch 10 fish a day is getting another bait out.
Totally.
And Ricky,
being ready.
I've got 4 rail rods set up with swivels on them. I've got 6 baits rigged. The minute we get bit, I don't even care about that fish anymore. That's somebody else's problem. Get tight, hand the rod off, and then get me another bait. That's the first thing I'm yelling. As that clip's coming in, I want to have another bait on, and I'm going to fire. You would not believe how many fish you can hook. I mean, we've done quads. We do a few quads every
big
year
ones.
On big ones. doubles or nothing. The other day it was like double, double, single. All right, we're going home.
You found, yeah, you worked all day to find a school that was wanting and willing to bite, and now you're in them.
And it's time, too, right? Sometimes they'll bite on one certain part of the tide or something, and then it's over, right?
100%. Yeah. Dude, we get so much free time out there when those fish are biting, like waiting on them, looking for them, whatever. And when they want to cooperate, you need to feed them as fast as you can.
Yeah.
And that's really, I mean, that's the thing I see. A lot of guys get one fish, and it's awesome. I'm stoked for you. But, like, you want to drive those numbers up, get your gear tight, have it ready. Have it ready to launch those things off the side of the boat as fast as you can.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's going on with the cast, man, find out what's happening in the Baja, and a lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal, Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop nets, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 Super Pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Talk Hookup, man. Having a great show this morning. So much great info going on today. So much killer stuff. Again, if you want to get through a little change this morning, 213-528-8070. That's the new call-in number again. 213-528-8070.
All right. So we had some people doing that line. There were some technical issues. We're having a lot of technical issues on the phones here. So try back again, 213-528-8070, and hopefully we have it fixed this time, and we can take some calls and talk with Yosef and Ali. And in the meantime, a good one here, a text through our Let's Talk Hookup app, and it's for Ali. He wants to know why you can throw a cast net in Florida, but you can't in California.
Oh, there's one simple answer to that. It's illegal.
Because he sees California. You watching. Yeah, they see you doing it on.
And I can't. That's Rush's college. Job. That's probably the only reason.
That's quite an art, isn't
it? We keep Rushy around, dude. He is. I mean,
he's a master.
I beat that guy up, but he's a hell of a fisherman.
That's right.
And he throws a 12-foot net, where a lot of guys throw a 10. And like, I practiced with it a bunch. It was really something I wanted to do, to throw the cast net. And then I saw what's actually involved in it. I stopped practicing. I mean, it is a horrible job. First thing in the morning, you're soaking wet, chucking that net, covered in grass. It's 1,000 degrees out with, 100% humidity. I'm like, you know what, buddy? I'm really good at running your boat aground. Why don't you focus on the bait, on throwing the net, and I'll just drive the boat?
It's something that looks so easy. Here you go. Like, I twist around, and next thing you know, there's this perfect big flat net out. And then you watch somebody actually throwing it and gather it up, and where they position and where they move the lead, and it's half here, and it's not there, and they're twisting it. Like, there is so much to that. And you want to, like you say, look like a fool. Try to have no experience and not know what you're doing, and just throw anyone of any size.
Completely, yeah. And I'm sure you've had to throw it in Baja sometimes. That's like the only time when it really applies.
Yeah,
like,
had to, never. Tried to,
no.
For the sake of, like, oh, yeah,
that looks easy, right?
I can do that for sure. Yeah. Give me that thing. Hold on to Specifico. Let me have that thing. I guarantee you I can throw it. No, it does not work.
It's an art.
It's a skill. Yeah. It's a skill for sure. You know, he serves up pancakes. I'm chucking and tacos. Like, getting that big net to open is not easy at all.
Yeah.
You gotta be strong, man.
And he grew up doing it.
I mean, since he could walk.
All right.
He's a monster.
So you spend a lot of time doing local knowledge and hanging out with Richie down there. Are you ready to move to Florida?
Actually, I will at some point.
No way.
Yeah, at some
really?
Point. Yeah, at some point I would really like to buy a house over there. If I could have my CV in my backyard. Game
that's
over.
Pretty cool.
I mean, game over. And I'm afraid.
In the key, you're talking about the Keys. So.
Yeah. No, I don't either. I like everything in Florida except Miami, Fort Lauderdale, that whole area. You could just remove that from the map, and I'd be totally happy. The traffic, the crowds, all that. Miami is, the most beautiful, beautiful bay with a city built on it that should never have been there. It's just, it's brutal. But I like the Keys a lot, and then I like Central Florida. Uh-huh. I've got some employees up there and longtime friends, and man, for not a lot of money, I mean, we're talking about $500,000, you buy my house that I live in right now, except for my boats in the backyard, you're on a canal, you can catch tarpon in your yard.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine how cool it would be.
But it's like a million degrees, though.
And
there's bugs everywhere.
So the thing with Florida, and I would never live there year-round. It's completely out of the question. from June to September, good luck. I want to be in Montana or Idaho or Sierras or something like that in the mountains. And you guys know I'm a big hunter. My brother's a big hunter. Chasing deer, chasing elk, whatever, and then spend your winters in Florida. Florida in October, November, December, January is beautiful.
Yes.
There's not – you go every year. There's not a lot of bugs. The weather is great.
Very tolerable.
I would love, in my dream scenario, hopefully in the next 5 years or so, just bounce back and forth and go from coast to coast.
It's perfect.
When
you sell BD Outdoors for $1 billion, there you go.
We just turned down $3 billion. Actually.
Yeah, it's darn. I underbid.
I'm trying to run it up a little bit. Yeah.
Well, let's go make a go with those phones again.
You got it. Huh? How about we talk to Jerry? Jerry's calling us from Dana Point. Again, if you want to get through, 213-528-8070. Good morning, Jerry. I think no phone for a little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like we're working out
a
phone.
I do like this text a lot, and this is for both Yosef and Ali. And it said, "Seeing Ali's social media, I feel he's qualified to answer this question and debate for our family. Ali, can you decide what is better, Tacos El Gordo or Los Cuatro's Meal Pass?"
Oh, man.
That's a serious taco debate right there.
Those are two different categories.
Vincent Point Loma. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, dude, I would never touch that one. Never. those are sacred spots. And don't repeat those spots on the radio, man. Yeah. Yelp has already blown that stuff up.
Is that down in La Paz?
No, it's here local.
Oh, too local?
I took my buddy I work with for tacos the other day. I swear to God, you put up a post from a legit taco shop on Instagram, people lose their mind. I mean, it's bad. I could put up 300-pound tunas, and it's like, oh, yeah, cool, fish. And you put up tacos, the Al Pastor wheel video is like, it's fisherman chum.
No kidding.
It totally is.
So you did a show on...
Good question, though. I'm going to be a Vince. Getting an answer for me either, but that's a solid debate on those two.
I mean, yeah, La Posta or Roberto's. That's fighting words.
Yeah.
You did a show on Taco Tour in La Paz.
Oh, dude, Jonathan down there in Chile, they took us on the really Taco cool Tour. Guy. That was not to be missed. If you're down there fishing with those guys... See if you can coax Jonathan into taking you. He showed us some spots we didn't even know about. And, I mean, first-class tacos. And I like tacos a lot. Rush is an absolute beast. They don't have anything. They have nothing like that in Florida. I mean, those flavors, all the stuff that we kind of take for granted. Sure. They don't. Dude, Mexican food there is the worst. The worst Mexican food. And here in San Diego, again, I know Ricky will fight with me on this one. Best Mexican food on earth.
It's not
better than Mexico.
Yeah, really.
We go to Mexico and I come back and I'll go to Tacos El Gordo.
Yeah.
First thing is California burrito.
I mean, it's a better taco. No lie.
And I think it's because it's definitely what we grew up on. But tacos are a very important part of life.
and taco tours in La Paz are kind of a thing.
Jonathan started doing it for a few clients and everybody goes, oh, dude, they have a van. There may or may not be a cooler of adult beverages inside of it.
Perfect.
And you just go to like 5 or 6, and that guy, dude, what is he, 5 foot nothing? A monster.
Put it down.
Oh, my gosh. He was smoking taco. Like, he's qualified. He's qualified to give the tour.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right. Let's try it again. Ed from San Diego. Give it one more.
Leo.
Or Leo, excuse me. Leo from San Diego. Leo, you with us? I guess not.
We'll when I signal you, you got to turn that down.
Texting's be
that
working well.
Yeah. Text the show, as we said.
Yeah, we don't know what the heck's going on there, but hopefully we'll get it solved at some point. Did we hear something? Leo?
I did for sure. That sucks.
I thought I heard something real.
I heard the faintest.
Hello?
Yeah.
But,
thank you.
What's up, Leo?
What's going on, Leo?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
We
did it. Success. Hi. Okay, we just lost them. All right, so with that, we'll do it. We'll be finished with that for now.
Yeah.
So good question from Doug and Claremont here, and he wants to know, what is your best fishing bucket list trip, Yosef?
My best fishing, one that I've done?
Both. What would be one you've done and one
from
both
list?
Of you?
What's
and
the
what would
the
be
list?
The one you want to do?
Go.
I really want to go to Casa Vieja. I think
we've seen that on Local Knowledge. Yeah,
that's,
me too.
It looks amazing. You know, I hear the stories from Ollie about how the fishing is out there, and it is just ridiculous. You know, it's one of those places that's on this earth that it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip, you know.
Yeah.
And I'd say that's probably my biggest bucket list fish. Our biggest bucket list trip. I'm doing a trip that he and I have always wanted to go on this year with you guys, going to El Salto.
Sweet.
Oh,
yeah, we're going.
Yeah. And
in February.
I've been reading about El Salto since I was a kid. Ollie and I grew up with not a lot as far as money goes, and we used to read every bit of every magazine that came out, Field and Stream. We would read it front to back 5 times, you know. And we were big bass fishermen when we were younger because that's what we had.
Uh-huh.
And you'd always see these photos of guys with 10, 12-pounders, you know, 15-pounders at El Salto in the pictures. And it just looked like the mecca of bass fishing, which it pretty much is, you know.
Yeah.
So that's
it's fun. And we have a great group of guys lined up, so that's going to be a good time.
I can't wait.
And like you say, half the fun is the history of it. It's like it's wherever you are. It's trolling a lure in Kona, or it's fishing at Clarion. It's just knowing that you're in a place where the biggest and baddest fish of whatever you fish for lives there. And like at El Salto, at any point and any time with whatever lure you're fishing, could for sure have a 12-pounder eat it anywhere. I mean, from when you're fishing small little swim baits to small ones that are busting into some, you know, big giant 10XD crankbait, like any lure you fish there at any point, you can be hooking a 10-pounder.
Yeah, it's like fish of a lifetime over and over and over.
Totally.
Yeah. So, yeah, that
is it's going to be cool.
Definitely one of my bucket list trips. Yeah. I fulfilled a bucket list item last week with Ollie Friday on the Tanner.
Sweet.
I finally got a cow.
Oh,
you did. All right.
Congratulations.
I could not break 100 pounds. You know, you see everybody's out trolling the spreader bar. Oh, I got a 220 on a spreader bar.
Yeah.
So I was hitting like 50 to 70 pound fish on them. Yeah, I was doing everything. I didn't know a lot about kite fishing until recently.
You go out with the man there, he knows his kite fishing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was like textbook, man. We got out there. Saw the fish in the meter, he deployed a bait, and we were bit in the first, like, 10 minutes.
Sweet.
You know, watch the boils, watch the fish come out of the water onto that flyer and just, you know, murder it.
Gotta love that. How long did it take you to get home?
About 3 hours.
It took you a long time, huh?
We were in the slow boat.
We
run, like, 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, right. Only 40.
It's rough, but, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, that sounds and we're going to hear from Ali too.
You got it. Hey, when we come back, we'll hear more about that. We'll hear more about the bucket list trips. We'll check in with the cast, man. Lots of great stuff coming up your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon. This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting Wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast, with casting gear on conventional tackle. Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HD is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lane and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.